Life of the Branch, a love story. This month on the Branch webcast, be sure to invite your friends to listen with you. Can I get a 5 second of soaring and loving praise together? It's Valentine's Day. It's the time of the year when we love one another. Hey, welcome. I'm Richard McQuaid, pastor of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. It's a new year and a new month of faith and encouragement here at the Branch. Ridge Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. As you come by AGY, turn on Ridge Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter, and you'll see the church. Stop and come on in. We're excited about having church again at 9:45 on Sunday mornings for Bible study and 10:30 for a time of great celebratory worship in the worship center each Sunday morning at 10:30. On Wednesday night here at the Branch, we have children's students ministry as well as an adult time of praise, prayer, and Bible study. Come and join us in the midweek recharge to charge your love battery. Charge your love for Christ battery, and we look forward to seeing you. There's a lot more here around happening here at the Branch. We want you to come out and find out. Go to our webpage at www.redsbranch.org to see more exciting events upcoming here at Ridge Branch Baptist Church. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are joyful today for the love that you have for us. Thank you for the joy of loving you so much that we can obey your command. Father, we're successful when we do that. Not only are we successful in when we obey your commands, so can our children and the generations to come be successful after and because of our obedience to you. Father, you have blessed us in so many ways. As far as the east is the west, our blessings are uncountable and innumerable. I love you, Lord, because you hear my voice when I pray to you. Oh God, sometimes no one else listens, but I know you do. Thank you, God, for your love that passes all my understanding and all my needs and fulfills all my desires of my heart in accordance to your will. Father, help me always take refuge in you, Lord, and don't put my faith in this world. Father, we thank you that you have given us Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and author and finisher of our love, because without him we are nothing. Father, now help us to be patient, to love one another. Help us to perceive that people are not having a good day and love on them. Help us encourage one another. Help us to enjoy life with each other. For it is indeed a short time. May God you bless the love story today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we are in a love story. All of us love a love story. No one wakes up in the morning and says, I want to have a sorrowful story. I want to have a hateful story. I want to see carnage. And I want to see a carnage story. I want to see bad news. My friend, if you're in that mindset, please seek help soon. For we're talking about a love story that will help soothe all the anxiety you ever have or will have. It will cure all your problems. It will cure all your problems. And the way to do that is to follow the love of Jesus. Follow the love of Jesus. And even if you have problems, they will become opportunities. Each problem you have is an opportunity to express kingdom growth. And I pray that you'll be able to do it. Now, not everybody can. You really got to turn to God, turn to the love story, and accept the love story in the name. Today, we gather to explore the depths of this love story that surpasses all others. No movie can be made as this love story is. No poem can be written as this love story is. No characterization can be done. Jesus is the love character in our story this morning. Today, we have in our midst, a beautiful verse from the Bible. It is found that so many people may know this by heart, but it always is good to step aside and read it from time to time. This comes from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And it's a beautiful verse, it's a short verse, but it's very important in the life of the love story with Jesus. Listen to this. For God the Father, so loved the world. He's not talking about your pet. He's not talking about your money. He's not talking about your health. He's talking about you, individual, you personally, your heart, your mind, your soul. He loved you so much. Jesus loved you so much. Our God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved the world that he gave. He gave what? Well, listen to this. His only begotten son. His only begotten son. Why did he do that? Well, listen to the next little phrase. That whoever believes in him, that, my friend, is this is the source of love, and it's telling us how to gain access to the source of love. And what if I believe in him? What reward do I get? What comes out of it? And we're always interested in what we're going to get for what we accept and believe in. What are we going to get from this marriage? What are we going to get from this mortgage? What are we going to get from this car deal? Don't mean to belittle it, but you're always after something you're going to get out of a relationship you're in. This is human nature. So the human base instinct here, the love story addresses that. It says, shall not perish. Shall not perish. Well, I feel like I'm dying every day. And you are physically. But he's talking about on a soul spiritual plane. That soul which lasts for eternity. You shall not perish, but have what? Oh yeah, I love have. You know, you can have an extra piece of pie. You can have an extra kiss tonight. You can have an extra gallon of gas. You can claim your coupon with Jesus today, because you shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. So reading it all together, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. My friends, that is the source of love. That is the source of love. But as we embark on this journey of the love story, we must first understand the source of love. In this verse we just read, we find the essence of love revealed to us. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Here we witness the sacrificial love of God, who is willingly gave his son to our salvation. This act of love, this love story, demonstrates the depth of God's affection for us. Are you lonely? Are you in despair because you have no friends? You have no true friends? Listen, his creation, his affection for you, this is friendship in the reality. You may have some friends in your human existence, but you cannot count on them like you can count on God and his affection for you. See, his creation, it is from his divine source of love that all love flows. The source of love is God, and his gift of Jesus is the actuator that gets you your love inside your soul that gives you eternal life. My friend, that is powerful news. So the source of love is Jesus. The next point is the power of love. It's one thing to have the love of Jesus, but what are you going to do with it? So let's look at this. The power of love in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, a scripture that is read a bunch of times. And it's a powerful chapter in the Bible that on love. But it states in there what love is. And I'm turning to verse 4, chapter 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 7, we find a beautiful description of love. It states, love is patience. Love is patience. Wow. Oh, me, I need some patience. I need to love God's way. Love is kind. I need to be more kind to individuals. So I'm going to count on the love of God to help me with that. It does not envy. It does not envy. I'm not going to envy what someone else has. And that's going to take some God's work on me and his love for me to get that. It does not boast. Brag, boast. It does not boast. It is not proud. Oh, I'm better than you. No, the love of God is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Uh-oh. Oh, man, I got angry at my wife this morning. Oh, my God. It is not anger. If I love her, I won't be angry at her. I will be communicative with her and with them. It keeps no records of wrong. Oh, boy, there went my spreadsheet for the day. I tell you what, I have a to-do list of people who've done me wrong. I've got to tear that up. I've got to shred it up in the shredder of God's forgiveness and his love. Love does not delight in evil. Oh, my goodness, I've got to stop looking at things I shouldn't look at. I've got to start talking negatively. I've got to do away with the things in my cabinets at the house. I've got to stop eating so much. Okay, let's go on. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. So, hey, wait a minute. In this verse, I can rejoice in the truth. Now, it's placed in there almost at the end, but it's very important that you celebrate the truth of the love of God. And that, my friend, is just not something easily done. You have to really have spiritual determination to get the rejoicing going. On our church here, we have a blue card that people can fill out every Sunday. It's called a Connect card, or it gives you an opportunity to fill in the name and if you're interested in joining or you're a guest or some other information like that. But it also on the back has a chance for a praise message. In other words, it's got prayer requests on the bottom, but the first thing we put on there was praise message. And what we're trying to do there is get people to not think as much on prayer requests, but let's just rejoice a little bit what God has done in our lives. So you today, listening to this, rejoice in what God has done in your life, for God has done some marvelous things. And just look at this, what he's done. He gives it in the last section of this, verse 7. It always protects. Oh, boy. I was worried last night that I locked the door in the car, in the outbuilding, on the lawnmower, on the grill, on the storage building, on the house, all the doors of the house, both locked. I was worried about that. Hey, it always protects. The love of God always protects. Wow. Always? Yeah, always. It's the only source of love that can say that. Always even expands into eternal life, because shall have eternal life. John 3:16, remember our verse. It always trust. Have you ever had trust broken in a relationship? Oh, yeah. Everybody in the sound of my voice has had somebody they trusted that had broken their relationship. Wow. Always trust. Always hopes. Now, I like that. It always has. The love story today is I always hope that I will have a relationship I need to have with Jesus, first off. I'll have a relationship with my wife, second. I'll have a relationship with my daughters, my grandchildren, and that God may receive the glory and honor through that relationship. It always hopes. And here, the last thing is always preserves. Wow, always preserves. Man, this is a facelift, a body lift, everything you want to do your body. Man, it always preserves. Feel better today because God is going to preserve you. I tell you what, I'm encouraged just right now. It makes me want to go out and run around the block. These verses also remind us that love is not merely an emotion, but is transformative force. Love has the power to heal wounds, mend broken relationships, and bring hope to the hopeless. It is through love that we can experience true transformation in our lives and in our lives of those around us. So we have a source of love, we have the power of love, and here we go. The call of love. The call of love, yes. Oh, that reminds me of that wolf out there. Just, oh man, he's, and then cartoons have been made by that kind of thing. But I can hear the wolf saying that call. Come home, young woman, to me. Or come and run with my pack. Well, in the thing that we call love, we have the greatest love commandment in the Bible, which is found in Matthew 22, 37 through 39. It not only tells you how to love, it not only shows you how to love, it also shows you what to love. Listen to this wonderful verse as we read it together. Here you go. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. These words from our Savior remind us that love is not passive feeling, but an active choice. We are called to love God wholeheartedly and to extend that love to our neighbors, friends, families, and even our enemies. Love is not limited to a select few, but it's meant to be shared with all. And please don't overlook this. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you read that backwards in a sort of a way, love yourself so that you can love your neighbor. If you do not love yourself, you're going to find it very difficult to love others. So I encourage you, if you're having trouble making friends, having loneliness issues, having relationship issues, let me just say you do a self-inspection with God and let him throw the power of love on you. Help him throw the source of love on you. And you will find, my friend, that will help. Well, how do you know that you have the source and the power and the call of love in your life? Well, you need to accept Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. This confession, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came to earth to live as a man, died for our sins, and resurrected on the third day. Nothing else. God made salvation so easy for us that he simply just required us to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Would you want to do that now? If you do, my friend, pray with us. Dear Lord Jesus, for too long I kept you out of love life of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. You are knocking on my door today, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me a gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come now in my heart, the genuine love story I want to begin with you, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior and Lord. If you accepted the love story of Jesus this morning, we want to welcome you personally to the family of God. The love story continues if you go to the webpage at ridgebranch.org. And on the landing page there, let us know of your decision by filling out the form and returning it. You can rededicate your life or also perhaps join the great work here at Ridge Branch Church in the Aiken, South Carolina area. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to support this ministry by encouraging with a gift, or perhaps you have a prayer request or a praise report, please send it to the following address: Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Once again, that address is Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Goodbye for now, and may your love story have come true in this wonderful month of soaring in 24. May God bless. Thank you for listening.